Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Listening and being interested is probably going to make you the most interesting person in that room because so many people like to talk about themselves.
Yes.
So honestly, stay in the room, stay in the fire, tell yourself you're valuable and just listen. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Q&A Day with
Evans
and Lori.
Lori
Harder.
Evans
Credick.
That's us.
So you guys, we are so excited that you have tuned in. Hopefully you tuned in for the second time. We may have lost you on the first one. I am not sure. But this is the episode where we are going to randomly chat about what's been going on in our week. But most importantly, we are going to shout out a review of the week for the podcast. So we are looking for a 5-star review, and we're also going to answer any of your questions. So truly, you can ask us anything and we will decide if we want to answer it or not. Just kidding. We'll answer it. You can literally ask us anything. I've got great boundaries. Okay. So I want to start off actually though, because you guys need to know Evans, who is my amazing assistant and my co-host for Q&A Day.
Yay.
So I I would like to know from you, what was it like living in, like, how could you summarize growing up in the South?
Oh, it's the best.
Why?
It's lovely. It's really humid.
Yep.
But I
love that that's your answer about it's lovely.
It is. The people are awesome. There's great food. I just, like, you get to go crabbing with your brothers.
Crabbing?
Crabbing.
Tell me about crabbing.
You just put a chicken neck in a net thing and you dump it down.
Okay.
And then you leave it sitting there for a little bit and crabs will crawl in and you pull it back up and then you eat them for dinner.
So do you boil them first?
Yes. I did not participate in that part.
Okay. So you leave for the tough part and then come back and eat the
great
delights.
Way to live your life.
Okay. That's living your best life.
Living your best. Leave during the hard stuff.
Yeah. You know what? I have carried that through my life and it's served me in a really interesting way.
Yeah. The only way through it is to give the hard stuff to someone else.
Yeah, exactly. Give it to the brothers.
Exactly.
For sure. Okay. We got to figure that out. If we could hire them, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
My question for you is, what's it like growing up in Michigan?
Oh, well, have you ever heard that song by Kid Rock?
Which one?
Wasn't it? Oh, so doesn't he sing Sweet Home in Alabama, but he talks about living in Michigan?
Oh, he does. Yeah. Oh, it's like a little mashup.
He talks about Upper Michigan. It's so weird because that's where I'm from. But living in Upper Michigan was also humid in the summer. Very, very cold in the winter. But I will tell you, it was so you were just free. Like, I would go on my bike all day long. It would stay bright because we were right on the cusp of Eastern time. So it would stay bright until 10 o'clock. So my mom would be like, don't worry, you have to come home when the sun sets. And I'd be like, great, I'll see you at 10 o'clock. And I'm 8 years old riding my bike all day. That's just how it was. Like,
I love that.
We were out in the woods. We were out at the lake. It was so you were so free spirited and you just had this great imagination because there was nothing to do.
Right.
We would besides light pine cones on fire, in the woods and stuff.
Sounds like a safe upbringing.
Yeah. You know, I really tested my limits. So, but you can put me in the woods and I think I would survive for minimum 2 days.
That's good.
Yeah. I think that's good.
No, that's important. You're outdoorsy.
Yeah. I could eat squirrel. Maybe.
You could.
Just kidding. I love squirrels. I couldn't do it.
No squirrels.
No, we're going to pass on that. Okay. So I loved learning about you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Next week will be a really great question too. All right. So shall we move into our review of the week?
Yes.
I kind of want to start saying that together. Shall we move into the review of the week? Okay. I like that.
This one comes from Chrissy Lulu.
Oh, yes.
Your podcast helps me through some of the hardest of my days when I'm feeling down, stuck, and stranded. Thank you so much for doing what you do and just being you. Today's episode really hit me in the feels. I absolutely love you.
Chrissy Lulu?
Chrissy Lulu.
I love, love her.
That was really sweet.
That was really sweet. I love that. Chrissy Lulu, we are sending you a mug mug.
A mug mug.
A mug of love. So we need to get your address. She will reach out and we will send you an Earn Your Happiness mug.
Mug.
Okay. And let's move on to our questions.
Oh, yes. We're going to kick it off with a question from Misty Lynn Har at Misty Lynn Har. And her question is, how do you confidently juggle work and personal life?
Oh man, this is going to be a good question for you too, actually. Mm-hmm. Really good question. Here's the deal. It's such a challenge. And I've learned that there is no balance for me looks like a sprint and then rest. So I also balance for me is also making sure that I have my mornings, but to myself for the most part. And when I say to myself, I mean, just a quick meditation and a workout and a bit of reading time in the morning. Even if reading time is 5 minutes, I still feel so good having that time to myself. And then there are points where the kind of work that I do, and I think a lot of creative work, and if you're an entrepreneur, you don't really have set hours. So you kind of have to look at how the project is getting done and say, Okay, well, I am in rocket ship mode right now. And that means if you want to launch something new, and especially if you are new and you're doing something new and you don't know how it's going to look or how it's done, like you're probably going to be full throttle for a while. It's going to feel like your rocket ship is breaking down. Right. It's going to feel like your hair is on fire and you're going to feel like a little bit of a psycho for a while. Mm-hmm. But that's called momentum. Like that's called gaining momentum. So balance to me, I think if we're seeking like this Zen balance, I think a better word for it is harmony, of really working hard, but then really taking some time to make sure that you're nurturing a bit of what you need, but also knowing that to be off balance is kind of, it kind of comes with the territory.
Right.
And if you look at even how, you know, muscles are built, or if you look at how people build up their threshold for anything, right? For cardiovascular health, for sprinting, for how that works, it's really like you have to push the boundaries and the barrier in order to get better. So what will happen is it will kind of feel like you can't handle anymore, but you've just stepped into a new threshold for yourself. So whenever I'm at that point, I'm like, what do I need right now to feel safe, but also keep going?
Right. Is there something you always fall back on? Meaning
getting present, walking. Like if I'm feeling crazy and I'm like, wow, I just can't find my, like, I can't find my peace. Like today I'm having a very, very challenging day as far as, you know, I just went and spoke the weekend before. And then it's actually, this is the third weekend I think I've spoken. So I haven't had a weekend yet. And then all the week has been really full. So, and I'm going to speak this next weekend. And then I think the next one, and then I'm doing book tour again.
Yeah.
So if I start thinking about the future and all of those things, I can legit throw myself into a panic attack. You've seen it where I'm just like, I can't breathe. I'm freaking out. Mm-hmm. So I have to get really present and say one thing at a time. I say it out loud. Like Chris said it to me. You said it to me. Like one thing at a time. There's only this here right now. Like,
right.
And all of a sudden you've moved from this thing to this thing to this thing and you're getting all this done. Like this morning we filmed workouts. If I could have told you how I actually felt this morning before workouts, I was like, I kind of feel like I want to fall over right now and just like crawl in a hole and give up everything and be like, sorry, Oprah, I can't come.
But you never seemed like that.
Because I kept on saying one thing at a time. Like,
right.
This is the only thing here right now. Because I was spiraling this morning. And I was like, this is all you can do. This is all you can do right now. And then move on to the next and say, I'm just right here right now. Like, it's all going to get done. But then I also look at what can go. Like, what's actually not going, like what's actually, you won't die if something doesn't happen. So sometimes we'll have to cancel podcasts.
Yes.
Sometimes we'll have to cancel something that maybe a project that I was working on. It's like, this is not the most pressing thing right now. So that's another way to find harmony as well, is say, you know, I always try to honor things as best as I possibly can. But if it means my mental health, that is where I say, nope, this is a really important boundary for me and I can actually reschedule this. So I think that's important for people to look at in their life of when they're feeling off balance, what can absolutely go? How about you?
Oh yeah. I would say I don't confidently juggle work and personal life.
Yeah. I can't say I'm confident.
Yeah. Everyone's doing the best they can.
Yeah.
I'd say George, my dog, helps me.
Yeah.
Because you just knowing that I have those two walks morning and night to just kind of clear your head.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little walk will do wonders.
It's walking has been my saving grace. Like
it really
people, when people ask about like, how have Chris and I been married so long? I always say, I swear to you, our walks, because you have to get that up and out. Otherwise, I know that you have anxiety as well sometimes.
Yes.
And it's like, if I don't walk and get that moving and like get grateful and get in nature, I'm going to be a freak case.
Absolutely. I feel
freak
the same way.
Freak case.
Hashtag freak case.
Yeah. I don't even think you need a C in there. I think you can just be F-R-E-A-K-A-S-E. Freak case. Moving on.
Do you want another question?
Yeah.
This one is from Sarah Dane Stackett. Oh, nope. That would be Sarah Tackett.
Sarah Tackett. Sarah Stackett is her twin.
Sarah Stackett is her twin sister. And she asks, what are some good practices for balancing? Oh, this is a similar question. What are your good practices for balancing your work versus romantic relationships with Chris Harder?
Hold hands while working. Just kidding. Light candles while working. And and work from the bathtub.
That
just kidding.
So sweet.
I'm sending this email to you from the bathtub so I can balance my romantic life and my work life. Scrub-a-dub-dub.
That's so nice how you guys do work from the bathtub a lot, though.
We don't. So weird. I haven't taken a bath in like 2 years. I took one actually, no, recently, like 6 months ago when I was like putting my book out.
That is not recent.
That feels recent to me because I hate baths. So I took this bath because everyone's like, take a bath. It's so, it like makes you feel so good. And I was sitting in the bathtub trying to relax. And I was like, this is stressing me out.
Just didn't like it.
No, I'm not a bath. Now massages, I can get down with all day. Mm-hmm. Back to the Q&A. What was the question again?
So the question is, what are some good practices for balancing your work versus romantic relationship with Chris? So
scheduling
first.
Yes. And you could apply those answers I just gave, mm-hmm. but scheduling. You have to schedule. So if you wanted to balance a life of, let's say you were taking different classes, a cooking class, a dance class, or whatever, if you wanted to balance that into your life, you wouldn't just expect them to happen. You wouldn't be like, I'm going to go to a drop-in dance class and become this great dancer.
Right.
If you want to commit to doing something and doing something well, you have to schedule it in. So for Chris and I, we have the walks every single day. Mm-hmm. And that's a non-negotiable. But then also, we're trying to plan ahead, like, I need a weekend with you. So you say what you need and you sit and you plan it. So right. I already know I'm going to need a big break after what's coming up. So we're starting to plan that right now because I have to have something to look forward to in a connection time with him.
Yes.
And then even traveling with so much coming up, we're like, okay, well, we have Friday on the road together. Let's not like make any plans around that. And let's actually make that some connection time. So plan it in, see, maybe take turns back and forth. We did this for a while. We were doing Fry dates for a really long time.
Ooh, that's fun.
It was super fun. We need to get back to it. It's just, we're in sprint mode right now, which right. is, we're giving ourselves grace around it. So we were doing Fry dates where he would pick something he wanted to do. And then I would pick something that I wanted to do. And oftentimes it was something new because I have also heard, and this works really well, that if you, there was a book called Cheat on Your Husband with Your Husband. And it was about going and doing things that were out of the norm. Because what happens is we go to the same restaurants, we do the same date day, we drink the same wine, we do the same thing, whatever. Your romantic life might look the exact same way. And you're kind of like, oh, it's kind of boring.
Right.
But when you put yourself in new situations that either party has been in, you actually are two new people. So they're experiencing you as a different person for the first time, even if it's frustration. Like even if you're right. at a dance class, it's still like a new person in a new way doing a new thing. So it keeps it fresh and it keeps that other person interested. It keeps you more interested and you have way more to talk about, to share an experience. Like, how was that for you? What did that feel like? What did that bring up for you? So Friday was about trying to do new things or go to new parts of town. So that was awesome.
That's great advice. Trying something new.
Yeah, for sure.
They have really inexpensive things on Airbnb.
Yeah.
Airbnb experiences.
What's
you
that?
Can find fun local classes to take.
Oh.
Depending on how big your city is, but that's a good resource.
So what happens if your partner is resistant?
Well,
does this happen to you guys?
Luckily, he's very adventurous.
Yeah.
So he's up for new things.
Right.
But one time I chose that beekeeping thing and it was kind of.
Please tell. Please share.
Well, you can go on Airbnb.com, not sponsored, and they have Airbnb experiences. So I picked backyard beekeeping.
Yeah.
And we learned all about bees. And at first he was like, whoa, beekeeping. I don't want to get stung.
Yeah. But then me too.
I was scared too. But going and it was the coolest experience and you meet other people and you get to try something new. And they have all kinds of things. You don't have to put yourself in dangerous situations.
Yeah, but that was dangerous. So what you had to wear the face masks and everything, the outfits.
Suits.
Yeah. So but, like you would not get stung through that, right?
Right. But you're just very calm around the bees.
Ah, do they know if you're anxious? I've heard they kind of are very like.
They can pick up. They just don't like when you mess with them. So
okay.
As long as you're calm around them and stay in your lane, you stay in your lane.
Like no practical jokes or anything.
Right. No jokes on the bees.
Like no snakes in a can.
Yes. And I'm probably not the one to ask about bees, but go to backyard beekeeping.
I brought snakes in a can to this experience. Do you think they'll think it's funny?
Yeah, I hope that answered Sarah's question.
I think we were thorough with it. Yeah. So thank you so much, Sarah. I hope that you experience some bees with your husband or your partner.
Yes.
Okay.
Another?
Another.
Oh, this is a good question. What's the most pivotal decision you've made in your life that changed everything? And that was from Julie_Ann_Davy.
Julie Ann Davy.
Pivotal decision you've made. That's a hard question.
Deciding that I decide if I belong or not.
Ooh, explain.
So whenever, if you could see what my body's doing right now, trying to answer this, it's very interesting. I have like Jiminy Snicket fingers. Is that a person? Okay.
I think so.
So it's never like a lack of talent or a lack of skill because our brains are malleable and we can learn anything. So once you know that, you can pretend to not know it, but that's only keeping you in your position of staying in your comfort zone, which is painful with no reward. Mm-hmm. We know we talked about the last episode, leaving your comfort zone is that was the biggest pivotal decision actually was leaving the comfort zone, but deciding that I belonged wherever I wanted to go to. Because I've shown up in many rooms where there's a decision point where it's very easy to be like, I don't fit here because that's how it feels. I don't care what room I've been in. If it's scary and I've never been in it before and it's new people doing amazing things, I can very easily go back to my little 8-year-old girl and be like, I don't fit here. I'm going to be made fun of. I'm going to go be safe and drink Prosecco in my room and look on Instagram.
Yes.
That's very safe. Like I'm going to go look at golden doodles and golden retrievers. Like
that is a great
acting cute.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very easy to go back to that comfort zone and then all of a sudden find yourself crying 2 hours later because you drank too much Prosecco. You're like, I'm in the comfort zone. But that's it, really deciding, like the moment of deciding and staying in the fire.
But how do you, let's say you go to a place that's very much out of your comfort zone and you say, I don't belong here. I don't want to be here. Why did I come to this? Mm-hmm. Is there a physical thing you do? What do you do in that moment?
Yes, I stay in the fire. I say to myself, I get to decide if I belong here. It doesn't mean this has to be for me, but I belong here. Does that make sense? So you don't have to be in a room and know. I've been in rooms where I'm like, oh my God, I'm not comfortable. This is awful. But it doesn't mean you have to like everyone or like what's going on. But if there's growth for you, I'll tell you that the growth is in just staying. But it's different if it's like, wow, this really isn't for me. This is actually going against my moral code or something like that.
Right.
Totally different. But we know what we're talking about. We're talking about going to a place where it's an up-leveled experience that you're like, wow, I'm very uncomfortable. This is like really pushing me. I don't feel like I belong. I'm not smart enough. I'm not adding value. Stay in the room and start saying, I do belong here. I do have value because I have experience in something else. I don't care if the experience is at staying at home. Like that in itself is experience because you can speak into a pain that a lot of people can't speak into anymore.
Sure.
You have something to offer. You just have to be willing to look at it totally different. And a lot of times listening and being interested is probably going to make you the most interesting person in that room because so many people like to talk about themselves.
Yes.
So honestly, stay in the room, stay in the fire, tell yourself you're valuable and just listen. Like that is so powerful just to leave at the end of the night and be like, I stayed in it. I didn't leave. I didn't go to the corner. I set an intention for when I go to those things. I'm like, Lori, you have to meet at least 3 new people and just like go and stand and talk to them and stay in it long enough that you can break the barrier of weirdness.
You can do it.
That takes a while.
That's hard.
What does breaking the barrier of weirdness feel like for you?
It feels like reminding myself that everyone else puts on their pants the same way. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. Maybe a little different, but
I mean, some people do the double banger,
which is very impressive if you do that. I'm more of a one leg at a time.
I'm very one leg at a time.
But
I kind of fall over and like jump around.
Yeah. Like, yeah. A music video. That reminds me of a music video for some reason.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, so I'd say reminding myself the pants.
Okay, but how long does it take for Evans to come out? Because here's the deal. You're hilarious and you're fun and you're funny. Those are all the same thing. So, but it can take a while for you. It can take a while for me.
Yes.
So what do you need for her to come out?
I need to remind myself. It's even reminding yourself before you go and looking at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, you're loved. You got this.
Yeah.
You're great. You're smart. Mm. And just holding, doing that little superwoman pose in the bathroom. I have done that in real life at tons of things.
Yeah, I have too. Because what happens is our body wants to close, like we want to hunch forward and close down.
Yes.
And that actual feeling is telling your body that you need to be safe. Like, I don't know. I noticed so much like the body language thing, which you probably watched. Was it
Amy Cuddy?
Amy Cuddy's thing where it's like, her hand will, if your hand is by your neck too, I do that all the time. It's like a feeling of safety.
Yes.
Or crossing your arms over your body or your hands in front of, you know, like your pelvic area, like safety. So many times when I'm in a situation like that, I'm like, face your feet towards them because I'll notice my feet will be facing away. Like I don't want to be here. So it's like actually telling them like, not, I'm not comfortable. So if I'm telling them I'm not comfortable, I'm telling me I'm not comfortable. I'm like, stand with your feet facing them, put your shoulders back, like take a few breaths and just start getting used to not feeling good, but staying. That's important. I do it all the time. I don't feel good, but I'm staying here. Unless it's like someone you really don't want to be around.
Right.
But then that's up to you to make that boundary and be like, bye, I have to pee again.
Yeah.
And then like, just leave. Oh, I need another cocktail. And they're like, bye. You have two in your hands. I'm like, oh, I have a third hand.
It's for my third hand.
I don't know what your third hand is. Oh, okay. All right. So, all right. So if you know what a third hand is, let us know. Just kidding. Don't. Please don't. And I think, so we did review of the week.
We did review of the week.
Drop it like it's hot.
Remember, the review of the week was from Chrissy Lulu.
Oh, Chrissy Lulu. We're sending you a mug mug.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. Mug mug for Chrissy Lulu.
All right, you guys. We are so grateful that you're here. And until next time.
Earn your happy.
Oh my God, we did so good.
That was awful.
Bye, guys. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone own number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.